Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Connor Cyrus. Now we're going to turn our attention to warming shelters. The past week's temperatures have dipped below zero, making life even more dangerous for the estimated 3,000 to 4,000 Vermonters who are experiencing homelessness. And more Arctic temperatures are on the way. The National Weather Service in Burlington warns that dangerously cold wind chills are expected tonight through Saturday, and some as low as negative 30 to negative 45 degrees. There's also a chance for snow Sunday night into Monday. Our next guest is the executive director of the Champlain Valley Office of Economic Opportunity, which runs a warming shelter in Burlington. Paul Dragon, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Paul, part of your job is running a warming shelter. Can you describe what services are offered there?
Yeah, first of all, it is a daytime warming shelter, so we are open 7 days a week, and we provide hot meals, computer access for people who want to check on jobs, check their email. We have phone charging stations for people to charge their phones. We have housing advocates there to try to help people get into shelter or into housing. So it's really a lot of wraparound services. We have clothing, warm clothing, and other essential items that we try to stock up on and get to people who have the need.
Now, I'm wondering, have you seen the need for warming shelters increase during COVID?
Yes, and it's part of the reason why we opened a daytime community resource center for people experiencing homelessness. We've had challenges over the past 2 years, and we know that statewide the year before last, from January 20th to January 21st, we saw nearly a doubling of homelessness in Vermont. And over a similar period, we saw nearly a tripling in Chittenden County. So the need has definitely gone up, particularly during the pandemic. Last year, we're still waiting on data for this coming year. We do that through the point in time count, which will happen on January 26th. So we'll have updated numbers on people who are experiencing homelessness in Vermont. And we expect that those numbers to have gone down a little bit over the past year, but we saw a large spike, particularly in the first year of the pandemic.
Now, you mentioned that the point in time count is coming up. Can you just, for people at home that might not know, can you explain what that is and how that information is beneficial to state officials working with people who are experiencing homelessness?
Yeah, it's hard to get accurate numbers for people experiencing homelessness, not just in Vermont, but across the country, just because the nature of people coming in and out of homelessness and the transitory nature of the experience. We do have a point in time count that is done once a year. So it really only reflects one day of people experiencing homelessness. And so on that day, you know, we know, and through the shelter system, through the hotels, we have outreach workers going out in the street. And then we try to get that number, figure out what that number is. And that is a point in time count. So it is just one day. It doesn't represent the amount of homelessness over the course of the year. And it also is pretty discreet in its definition of homelessness. So it doesn't include people who are doubled up. This is the HUD definition for homelessness. And then we also have a homeless management information system, and we are able to look through that system across the state and try to see how many people are experiencing homelessness on any given day. And again, that's difficult. That can be difficult as well, because there's barriers for getting all that information in for people experiencing homelessness. I think the bottom line is, we do know the first year of the pandemic, we saw a doubling, if not more, in homelessness. And then this last year, it went down, you know, a little bit. We do know some things about the data. We know the number of people who are in the emergency hotel system. And we also have, you know, a pretty expansive emergency shelter system, including 9 shelters for people who are fleeing domestic and sexual violence. So I think the state has done a really great job in expanding capacity and really averting a public health crisis by adding additional hotel rooms on for people who are homeless. And, you know, my colleagues and providers around the state have done just an amazing job at really keeping people stable over these last 2 years.
And just for listeners at home, HUD is the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. And I just wanted to clear that up for people at home that might be listening. And as we continue to hear from public experts, Omicron, we are told, is extremely contagious. How are you protecting people who are visiting your warming shelter? And is distancing possible?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you said it in your intro that the temperatures are extremely dangerous, and we want to make sure that we create a warm and welcoming environment for people, but that is also safe in terms of being, you know, healthy and really concerned about the spread of the virus. So people will come in, and they'll be given a mask if they don't have one. They'll be asked a series of questions, kind of a health screen, and then there'll be there's 18 tables set up where people can sit, have their coffee, have their lunch, connect on the computer, and those are socially distanced. So we try to make sure people have masks on at all times unless they're eating. We do have plastic screens up in certain parts of the community resource center, and we have a really good air filtration system. So we're trying to balance health and safety with making sure people can get out of the elements and be in a warm place and get what they need.
Obviously a big priority is safety. Your organization, Champlain Valley Office of Economic Opportunity, is based in Burlington, and your warming shelter serves those who need it in the city and neighboring towns. What do you hear from your colleagues in more rural areas of the state? Are they running warming shelters, and has their client base increased during the pandemic in this past year?
Yeah, I think my colleagues around the state will acknowledge that particularly the first year of the pandemic, like I said, the numbers have gone way up. And this past year, I think we'll find that they've stayed up from pre-pandemic numbers. The issue with our shelter system around the state is many of the shelters, people were living in congregate settings. So I think wisely, my colleagues in the state moved many people out of those congregate settings into hotels where they could have their individual rooms. And again, I think that averted a public health crisis by removing people from congregate settings. There is definitely a need for more daytime warming shelters, for sure. There is still a need for more hotel, motel capacity and more rooms. And, you know, you point to rural homelessness, which is a problem, and that is not the housing and urban development definition. They don't count people who are doubled up. So that the Federal Department of Education does include that in their definition of homelessness. We know a lot of people are couch surfing and are doubled up, and that's particular and can be particular to rural areas as well.
That's Executive Director of Champlain Valley Office of Economic Opportunity, which runs a warming shelter in Burlington. Paul Dragon, thank you so much for being here on Vermont Edition, and I hope that your clients stay warm.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.